Nine days, each man. Yeah, Gilead Elion, Kiva, Shabbat Shurev, you know? In a tattooing, that's that peha button. When you're putting the parshas into the button, so the top of the parshas should be going deeper inside, and the bottom should be facing closer to the bottom of the tefillin. Ramos says, Reish ha-parshi yamunach l'tzadi min ha-koyri, shabalafoisvei ulekoyren yamunach l'fon of kilchoso. The top of the parsha should be to the right of the one who would read it. So when you open up, you will read it as you would read something. So in other words, the Kaddish would be to the right, and afterwards, Vayibayachu, afterwards, Shema, Vayim, Shemoy, as we will see later. Sif Mem Zayin. Im Kosav Kol Ho'abo Parshas Beklaf Echok Sheyim. I feel in Levach Bineyim. You can write all the parshas in one cloth, even if there's no space in between them. If you're using one cloth, and for the Shel Rosh, you have to have some type of string separating between the parsha and each bayis. You know, so you have to make it some type of heker that each one is an independent parsha for different bayis. If you write the parshas independent pieces of cloth, then you don't have to do any other heker. The Shabru brings it up, it's going to say that even so, you should always have some type of heker between the batim, which he recommends to do that, or to make a chut between every bayit. If you have it, that is not ma'akir, like we said. Now, there's a little problem. If you're writing them all in one cloth, how do you get them into the four different batim? Because you can't do them standing up, because they're connected standing up. You have to do them sideways. So, that's a chiddush you see over here, that standing up is lachatchila, but it's not ma'akit and tefillin. The mezuzah would not have it standing up. But it's a machlokes of ma'akit and tefillin, we pass him, then it's not ma'akit. Shalyad, Kaysiv Abba Pashas in Kalaf Echad, the tefillin Shalyad lachatchili, write all the pashas in one kalaf. The kerlos and mistaken tchilosin, when you roll them up, you roll from the end to the beginning. The ker kalaf alay, mesar egel, like you saw by the shalosh, you also, after rolled up, you curl them up with a piece of cloth and tie the ears of the calf, just the same way you did by the shalosh, like we learned in the previous sif. In ksavim al arba klafim, v'nirchem arba batim yot, if the shalyad were an independent piece of cloth, you couldn't get one long piece of cloth, and if you're both in four different pieces of cloth, it's kosher. The chiddush over here is even a bigger chiddush, that even if you put them in four different batim, it's also yotzeh. In other words, you put a shalyad in four parshas, you put them into the shalrosh, a type of shalrosh type of thing, it's kosher, but you have to put on top of the arba batim, you have to cover it up with one piece of or, so it should be considered one thing. Ramos says, the minig v'davkin b'devik sh'yakol k'klaf echol. The minig is, if you're writing an independent piece of cloth, you should glue them together. So, could you consider one piece of cloth? The Mechaber holds that if you're putting them in one bias, even the Chachila, you don't have to stick them together. Ramon says, even if you put them in one bias, you should stick them together. Rizor, lito, tebe, kosher. Jews glue from a kosher animal. Because we learned that it's going to have to be made of something which is muta v'ficho. If you're moving from the garden, then respect to gluing them together, it's not ma'akif. It's like a to use kosher glue, but it's not ma'akev because it's not the tefillin itself, it's just something to stick them together. Sif memches, temtipa batim bezov, vayvav v'heima tmei tzuvim. The batim have to be made out of leather from a kosher animal. If you covered it up with gold, you want to make it look better. Even if you had regular tefillin afterwards, you plated it with gold, it's still possible. Even if you cut out the places where the shins are, the whole thing has to be exposed from the thing itself, and surely if you cover it with a tamea skin, it is possible. Sif mem tes alachon lo shibisin shi'tfilin this far behi the behemot chay tahoirin. The stitching that you tie together the bottom of the tefillin, the titura to the tefillin itself, has to be made out of sinews from kosher animals. To litzur behi the show, it's recommended to use ox. If you don't have that, Mishmaru says you can take from like a sheep or a goat, but if you take from a non-kosher animal, it is possible. He has a suffix if you take from a gid hanosh. Why? Because we saw that till now we said it has to be from a kosher animal, even the animal wasn't shechted. So it seems to be that as long as the nin is kosher, then these sinews are kosher. even though you can't eat them. But here, there's mitzvah hashem. This is a part of the animal which is always osa. To get a notion. Maybe it's also anyway, it's a suffix.